Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 67. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Whatever the case may be, they're free. We're going to be concluding part 7, we hope, this evening, of how the Roman Antichrist cult, government, and media, how the nation, the actual nation, the world nation, infiltrated into the United States of America is now posing as U.S. government, Army, Navy, Marines, whatever, and also administration. We also have letters to read and some other scriptures, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service with His outward anointing, the anointing for the ministry. Father, open up every eye, spiritual eye, and every spiritual ear so that they can hear what the Spirit says and they can see what the Spirit is showing them for immortality. We're living right at the threshold before Christ comes back to earth again. We see it in the diseases here on earth that you're cursing the earth with, and also we see it in the different other plagues that you're pouring down upon the earth, and we know that they're going to get worse and worse. People may be rebuilding different areas that you've knocked down, but you'll knock them down again for sure. It's your word. It's your promise. Your word is true and your promises are true. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the church and that you, through this message, will win many thousands, millions, or even billions of souls. We ask it in Jesus' name and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Where is the first letter from?
From Fresno, California.
Okay.
May the Lord bless all the children of God. Tony, yes, I received the package. Thank God for Jesus, and also thanks to you. God sent me to Mexico to preach His holy and lively word, and God has been saving a lot of souls there through your literature, but they are in need of Bibles and more literature. I am sending you the address where you can send what they need in the name of Jesus. Amen. My wife and son are there. Maximiano from Fresno, California.
All right, now you have another letter.
Yes, from Malawi, Africa.
All right.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I greet you in the big holy name of our Lord who is coming soon. I thank you for your ministry, for the miraculous work that the pastor is doing in sending me your last package of newsletters, Bibles, and your nice preaching tapes. When hearing them, it is as if I see you with my eyes as you are preaching in the pulpit in front of the people in the church. Since I have received your package, so many people have come to witness about the message that you do preach, and at least each and every one had to ask me to write you for more cassettes and even Bibles, please. About 20 people have repented, and they are members of our group of hospital Bible study. They have come every week to listen to your cassette sermons, and they have promised to work, to read, and to pray for the ministry, so that God should give more power and encourage the whole ministry to pray for them. Among these people, there is also the chief who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and members of the staff, plus the hospital patients, by reading through your World Newsletter magazine. Let me trouble you by asking God through prayer in the Lord's name to send me the following. A pair of cassettes or videotapes to use during Bible study.
That doesn't trouble me at all when people are asking for tapes and literature, Bible. This would make my soul rejoice in me. And the mind, that is the mind of Christ in me, is rejoicing as well. And I'm sure every person that is of the Lord in our ministry and in other ministries all over the world that are hearing this tape are rejoicing as well. Then go ahead.
Holy Bibles for our Bible study group, 10 or more, the Messiah book, a large print Bible, a cassette tape box, and many tapes, to be distributed to members of our Bible study group. Remember us in your daily prayers and give us to Jesus so that we be much encouraged to the word and be filled with the Holy Spirit. May God bless you all in all time of prayer. Looking forward to hearing from you, Pastor. Yours in Jesus' name, Walter, from Livingstonia, Malawi, Africa.
Praise the Lord. We give you to Jesus, but I'm sure you've given yourself to the Lord as well. Realize one thing, that when you're distributing this literature and the souls are being saved, that you're going to be under attack by Satan. But remember one thing, when the pressure comes, that the pressure is the very thing that the Lord is looking for. He's really looking upon you at a time like that to see that you trust Him 100%. What He's doing is allowing that to happen so that you'll be stronger in the Lord. Pressure makes me stronger. And the more pressure that comes upon me, and I've had plenty of it down through these past 41 years that I've been in the ministry, it's made me stronger and stronger and stronger. And one thing that we must always be is a good testimony in our home. That doesn't mean to just be smiling all the time, but to reprove and to rebuke those of our own household, and to, when we see Satan cropping up in them, to put pressure on them. And when we do, many times they'll be attempting to put pressure on us, but we have the power of God in us and they don't. And so remember, brother, when the pressure comes, that this is doing nothing but going to squeeze the gospel. It'll come forth out of your mouth to millions of others. That pressure just makes me want to preach all the more. It squeezes the Spirit of God into me. I read it. I know I have to. I must stay close to the Lord in prayer, and it just issues out of me like a dispenser. This is my dispensation of time and yours. Let's take full advantage of it. Many people that are not bold, they can take the literature that I've written, that God has given me, and if you're not bold to go to a person and talk to them about the Lord, that's a great way to open up the door for you to meet people and to get a conversation started. It's just simply saying, have you had one of these pieces of literature? Here's, take this, or have you gotten one of these? And they'll say, well, what is it? And then that'll be an open door for you to witness to them. So distributing literature is the best way on the face of earth to break the ice with other people. People in Times Square, New York City, around Rockefeller Center, around the Empire State Building, around the docks, everywhere there's like thousands of people. Tremendous open doors to witness and testify. All you need to do is to stand there and you can distribute thousands of pieces of literature every day there. This is the best way to win souls to the Lord. If you don't know the Bible well enough, what you can do is you can surely distribute a piece of literature. If you don't know the Word well enough, or if you're not bold enough to just come up to a person and start witnessing and testifying to them, you can ask them if they've gotten one of these yet, and 9 chances out of 10 they're going to say, what is it? And you'll be able to hand them the tract, say it's gospel literature, the Lord is coming back to earth again. And everybody needs to read this, because the Lord died to give you a chance to enter into His world. Now this entire world system down here has fallen away, and they're no longer citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But the Lord stated that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the King of heaven, and He wants His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so what He's done is He wants you to be reunited to Him so that you can be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven is right here on earth now, because we who have already been regenerated are bringing this message to you, that the Lord doesn't want you to be a foreigner any longer. If you go to Israel or some other country, you can be there, but you're not really a citizen of it. You're still a citizen if you live here in the United States of the United States. If you live in Africa and you come to the United States for a visit, you're here, but you're still a citizen of Africa. We're here in this world, and the Lord came into this world. He says that we're in the world, but we're not, after we get saved, but we're not citizens of this world. We may be here, but after we become born-again Christians, we're still citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And we're like sheep among wolves. They're going to
try to kill you. They're going to try to persecute you in every kind of way there is. They're going to lie about you. They're going to backbite you, talk about you behind your back, and say they don't understand what you're all about. It's because they're carnal. And it's impossible for carnal people to understand the spiritual realm. They just don't. It seems foolishness unto them that a person would be led by the Holy Spirit, that would be led by the Word of God. They're corrupt, and they're bitter, and they're evil. Now, there's no other way to look at it, but the Lord wants to establish His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. He says, thy kingdom come here on earth, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
I have many other scriptures, Mark, but I want to get finished with part 7 of the Roman Antichrist government agents in this country claiming to be United States agents, and they are also in other nations claiming to be British agents, and in Germany being agents of German government, their original government. And they're not. They're all Roman Catholic Antichrist agents. All right, where did we leave off now?
We could never and would never plan the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building or the destruction of the World Trade Center. This sort of cruelty is what made the Antichrist Roman Vatican cult infamous for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Bible and history plainly tell us these things. The above-mentioned atrocities are the work of Rome's satanic Nazi party. Heaven, by the Holy Spirit, has uncloaked her. Satan's cult, government, and media are no longer a mystery to most of the thinking population of the world. These satanic Roman Nazis have deceitfully wormed their way into the very fabric of the U.S. administration, as well as into the fabric of the administrations of all the other countries of the world. They have deceitfully weaseled their way into the very fabric of the former true and excellent United States government, which was drafted by our founding fathers. True American government is of the people, by the people, and for the people under God's word, the Bible. God's authorities would never burn anyone at the stake just because they don't believe as they do, although the Roman Catholic cult has done this for centuries. A Christian nation would never condone the sin of homosexuality. Those who walk in the love of Christ, which is the keeping of God's commandments, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, consistently warn all sinners, including homosexuals, of the truth. That truth is that they have a demon possession. If they submit themselves to Christ, He will cast that filthy, unclean spirit out of them, so they don't have to spend eternity burning in the lake of fire. Christians would never tell the lie that it's all right to commit first-degree murder, abortion.
Now, I also hear the supposed-to-be Christian TV program saying that God loves homosexuals. No, He doesn't. He loves you if you repent from homosexuality, you become a born-again Christian, a son of God. He does not love homosexuals, adulterers, fornicators, liars, or any other kind of a sinner, all right? And so I see this Joni or Jody Lamb, whatever her name is, saying how much God loves homosexuals, and you see these Nelly homosexuals on her program just saying, yes, I know God loves me and all this sort of stuff, and we know that God hates the sin of homosexuality, all right? I had read to you the other day the first chapter of Romans, and also you can read about this in the Old Testament. All right, then what else?
Because we would be telling people to do something that will send their souls to hell and to the lake of fire forever. We would never approve adultery, which is when a man commits fornication with another man's wife. Although Satan's cult, Roman government, and media condemn the Bible because they know the Bible condemns them, the true members of Christ's body, His church, His bride, the New Jerusalem, heaven, insist that the whole world read the Bible and do what it says if they want to be saved from the lake of fire. I provide Bibles for all those who can't afford them. God's authorities, His ministers, would never pay billions of dollars to farmers to not grow food, as the Vatican's world government does. Give true members of Christ's body, God's authorities, those billions of dollars, and Christ in us will see to it that the whole hungry, thirsty, and naked world is fed, given drink, and clothed, just as Jesus commands us to do. We do it as much as we can with what little we have, because Christ's said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Anyone who murders someone is the same as murdering Christ, because inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these his brethren, ye have done it unto him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son as our substitute, so that men would be saved, rather than be murdered by Roman Nazi Antichrist cultists, their government, and Satan's blasphemous media, who encourages all these wicked things. John chapter 3, verse 16. God's authorities are constantly being lied about, persecuted, falsely prosecuted, threatened, imprisoned, and murdered by the Antichrist.
The Antichrist government, a cult, and media. Then what?
However, God's higher authorities here on earth would never send assassins to murder those who render any kind of evil against us. This is because God commands us and everyone else, "Thou shalt do no murder." Matthew chapter 19, verse 18.
Right. Just to say thou shalt not kill, it's because thou shalt not do any murder. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if somebody's trying to kill you, that wouldn't be murder if you tried to restrain them and they accidentally got hurt or died. That would not be murder. That would be self-defense. They would get maybe killed, but you're not planning. Murder means when you're planning somebody, scheming to kill somebody. Now, probably some people will take issue with what I'm saying here, but it does not say thou shalt not kill. Not the Old Testament, not the New Testament either. Somebody changed that. It's murder that the Lord hates, because many people have killed people accidentally, and he even provided cities for them to flee to. Now, if it's an accident, and somebody's trying to murder your child, or your wife, or you, and you're trying to stop them, Jesus never tried to stop them, because he knew that was his time to die. Amen?
Amen.
That's why he did. He allowed, he said, "No one can take my life. I laid my life down, and I'll raise it back up again, too." All right, then what?
We who are God's authorities, his ministers, the higher powers, would never try to rule this present world, because this present world is not only condemned, but is soon to burn up. Only a fool would try to rule something that is condemned, soon to be destroyed. Only those who are members of Satan, the great red dragon's Roman Antichrist government, cult, and media, would be so foolish. Once loved, now hated. We see Rome's satanic Nazi Fourth Reich using United States troops to murder the leaders and peoples of nations so that the Roman Antichrist can place his own like-minded leaders in the place of those he ordered to be assassinated or murdered. These actions are causing all the nations of the world to hate the people of the United States of America. We who were once the most loved nation are now the most hated. The Antichrist in Rome doesn't allow his world-controlled media to fully tell the truth about what the people of other nations think about us or why they think this way. They hate us because of what the Antichrist, through the high-ranking Roman Nazi agents, which have infiltrated our government, is doing to them. When these nations respond to the Roman Nazi agents' unholy aggression, which is coming from the U.S. through the orders of the Antichrist in Rome, the Pope's media and his puppets lead us to believe we should go to war against them. Would you not hate someone who's bombing you, your family, and your friends for no apparent reason?
Well, you'll say the reason is because they bombed the World Trade Center, but there's evidence, according to Mr. Peeler, that it was our supposed to be government agents that did it and helped with it. Amen?
Amen.
And so we see that these terrorists are, they don't have enough money to wage war against the United States, but they terrorize. That's what they're doing. They're saying, "You killed our people, and you're over there killing them, and so we're going to kill you." Because it seems like the whole population of the United States is for the war. Now, a lot of people are saying we're not for the war, and so you haven't seen that much terrorism here in the United States lately, because they are beginning to realize that we have good people here too, that the government officials are not speaking for us, the general public. Amen?
Amen.
We the people don't want war. They know that. That's why they have to bomb Pearl Harbor and bomb World Trade Center and the federal building to try to get us ticked off enough to go out and fight whoever they say it is that did it. They certainly don't want anybody to know who really did it, right?
No.
Because they fear that somebody for sure would get ticked off and go after them. because many people's sons and daughters were killed over there. Their loved ones, their dads, they're never coming back. And then what?
I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalms chapter 120, verse 7. God's word states that in the last days, Satan would deceive the whole world. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. This has happened. You, the people of the world, are deceived. Everything that God is telling you is the real truth. However, you believe the Antichrist rather than Christ. How do you expect to escape the never-ending torments of hell and the lake of fire when you stand before God's great white throne of judgment for your belief in Satan rather than God? You believe Satan rather than God and God's Son, who died and shed his blood for you. This is the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is unforgivable on earth and in heaven. How do you expect to escape the judgment of hell and the never-ending torments when you in hell shall be cast into the lake of fire? Entering heaven and escaping the pit of hell and the lake of fire is possible simply by believing in God and proving it by doing what he commands, rather than letting Satan tempt you into sin. Satan wants you to spend a never-ending eternity in the lake of fire with him. Christ and his saints' kingdom is not of this world, John chapter 18, verse 36. The saints of God look forward to another world, which is the eternal kingdom of heaven, a heaven filled with holy pleasures forevermore, happiness and joy. Why should we be concerned with this present world, when concern for it would cost us our eternal souls? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verses 36 through 37. How could we win one soul by obeying the corrupt Antichrist laws which Satan has belched into the world today? If I and the other people of God don't tell the world and the people in civil government who the higher powers are, how can they be saved? The answer is that they would not be saved. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, because the world already was and still is condemned, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 17. The world with its Roman Catholic civil authorities is already condemned. This is why Christ came into the world to save them and all the other sinners. The Apostle Paul stated, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus said, He that believeth on him, Christ, who is the Word of God, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3, verse 18. And his name is called the Word of God. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. Whosoever believeth in him, the Word of God, should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. If the condemned world with its civil authorities begins believing the message of Christ through God's authorities, his ministers, they can be saved. No one but God's authorities would ever preach the entire truth to them. God appointed his authority from on high. We were not voted in by mere men. We were called, chosen, and appointed by God. God has put so much fear in me by letting me hear his voice, than letting me see, feel, and hear the sounds of the torments of the people in hell, that I fear only God, not the devil, which Christ already defeated around 2,000 years ago. Also the Lord appeared before me while I was wide awake. My eyes were wide open. I saw Jesus. The Lord also gave me many visions, dreams, signs, and wonders. I am a supernaturally saved and chosen vessel of the living God. I come to you as an ambassador from God himself. I am one of God's higher powers on this earth. I am a minister of the Lord, and I am to warn all of you who are the members of the Roman cult government and media. You are not the higher powers. All of you have told lies in order to be elected by mere humans. I was not elected by mere humans. I was called, chosen, and elected by God. I didn't run for office. I never shook your hand, kissed your babies, or promised you anything in order to be chosen by God. The Almighty, Holy, Eternal, Living God called me, voted for me, and elected me. I've been in office almost 40 years, and no human being can vote me out.
Now 41 years. Then what?
Christ, along with all those of us who follow Christ and preach his word, are hated by the wicked Roman Antichrist authorities in the world. Jesus spoke to his disciples with a message to every disciple of Christ through every age. He said, "If the world, the civil authorities, hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." John chapter 15, verse 18. God hates your larceny, your assassination, your turkey shoot, your massacres, your kamikaze attacks, such as those at the World Trade Center, your bombings, your betrayals, your stealth, and all of your evil, sinful wickedness. God hates your carnal weapons of mass destruction, and he hates your carnal, pre-planned satanic wars. He hates your schemes, your desires to rule the world and mankind. He hates your Antichrist and the way you follow him. He hates your love of money, which is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. He hates the spirit of Satan dwelling in those of you who are butchers of humans. He hates the seducing spirits. He hates the satanic spirits dwelling in those of you who are being used to wear out the saints.
Well, I see that our time is up. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord, and hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit, "Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved." Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 67.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
We're going to continue this broadcast, so make sure you tune in. This is really getting down to the close of this. I thought that possibly we'd be able to finish this piece of literature off, but part 8 will do it for sure. We only have a bit more. You'll enjoy, like I enjoy Christ, I want you to enjoy him as well. There's no enjoyment in this world. If you enjoy sin or sinning or things that sinners do, there's not really any lasting enjoyment. But to enjoy Christ, to enjoy his spirit in you, to know that you're saved and that you're on your way to heaven, is the only enjoyment that you'll really get any lasting satisfaction from. The world is not satisfying at all. Well, anyway, until tomorrow, the Lord willing, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.